This podcast of the Council of the First Ones was recorded on June 9th, 2013.
Special thank you to He-Man.org.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Council of the First Ones. I'm Kelly, host of Toys and Tunes, and admin for the Great Rebellion. Joining me today is Yoni. How are you doing?
Fine. It's been a slow week on DGR and otherwise too.
I thought it was just me that I was starting to fall asleep. No talking, except on the one thread.
Yeah, that I may be to blame. I've been a bit too busy this week. I've been like doing real manly stuff, like chopping
trees. Wait, you're
cheese,
doing real manly
chainsaw.
Stuff, Crespo?
Yeah, and I'm talking about like chopping trees, using a chainsaw, lumberjack stuff, and I must say one thing. It sucks.
And also joining us is Renee. How's the weather down in Texas?
We are now hitting 102 degrees, which I am so thankful I have air conditioning right now.
I thought you were more thankful that you were out of school.
Well, that, of course, you know. I'm officially going on vacation. Well, officially, I start Tuesday. I got to do some cleaning up Monday, but I'm going on vacation. I'm relaxing. I got to apologize, too. I mean, I haven't posted anything on the TGR website because I've been finishing up my last week of school. And same thing with the nerds. We haven't posted up any videos or anything because work is taking it out of us.
Oh, but, I know that because I'm down to the last 2 weeks of school, and every time I turn around, it looks like the pile of papers that I have to get graded by a certain date has grown.
But we're going to be doing more. We're going to have more free time and all that, so we're going to be posting a lot more. And, too, I promise I'm going to be posting a lot more in TGR Club because, honestly, I've been to the website, and I'm kind of like, I don't have anything to talk about. I've had big writer's block.
I hate when that happens.
I've had big writer's block. You know, I just been so drained.
And changing the theme slightly a bit. Did any of you guys heard that allegedly Kool-Aid Hordak showed up once again at Maddie?
What?
No.
Well, there were some rumors that he showed up, but again, I'm not sure if this was the work of trolls or if he actually showed up, because I read it on a side non-master, so that's why I'm asking, because
nobody's talked about it.
Yeah, seriously, normally when he goes up for sale, at least one of the sites on Facebook talks about
it. Okay, no, because seriously, he needs to show up a bit more for the people who don't have him, because people need to get him.
I want him to take July off. It's going to be a big month for toy collectors on our wallets.
And I'm betting that he's going to show up around San Diego Comic Con like, oh yeah, he's here. Sorry, you're blowing your cash in San Diego. You ain't getting no stinking Hordak. Oh yeah.
I mean, come on. Mattel has already taken its share of my Comic Con money already between Rock People, Mini Masters, Monster High.
Batman. And,
oh, God. I've got to make an appointment with FedEx to ship everything back. And that's just from the Maddie site. Then I have Hasbro.
Oh, boy.
And Hasbro's got a lot of crap, too. Cool.
Oh, my God.
I know. Hasbro, wow. They really had a lot of stuff coming.
And the price tags on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a bit hefty, but there's a lot of stuff. Like the whole Deadpool tackle truck.
Oh, when I saw that, Crespo, I thought of you getting that, sending it to you so you can make your 50 Spectre.
50 Shades of Spectre? No. Oh my God, I need to make Deadpool.
That was the first thing that came to my mind with that truck.
No, but Hasbro's got a lot of stuff, like they already mentioned Boba Fett with Carbonite Solo, which is pretty cool. Again, the Deadpool, the Thunderbolts, also from the Marvel, I think it's Marvel Universe. No, Deadpool is Marvel Universe. I think the Thunderbolts are in Legend scale.
Well, even then, the G.I. Joe sets, oh my god, what we're getting from that.
I love the crossovers, I just hate the price tag.
Oh, still, you said it before, that Baroness?
Oh, yeah,
awesome.
That Baroness with Ravage.
Yeah, that makes everything worthwhile. I saw that figure with the Ravage, and I was like, wow.
Okay, that the only reason to cry is not having enough budget for it. But holy crap, that's awesome. And I think it's a Joe vehicle that's getting the Jetfire treatment.
Yeah, it's the G.I. Joe Striker. And they're painting it with Jetfire colors, and they're adding the rocket pack to it.
Oh, man.
So we already got the Starscream Cobra Commander pack last year.
Megatron. Because Megatron
is a gun. Damn it, I'm trying to remember. There was a Transformer that was a Jeep. They could make it into the Joe Jeep, and that would be a combo, and bring it with Roadblock, and we'd be set for next year. There, Hasbro, free idea. Give me free ponies.
Well, partly they're doing that because, you know, they already, you know, they, well, the G.I. Joe movie was a hit, and you know there's a third one coming. And,
of course he's a third.
And this week they already released pictures of Optimus Prime and Bumblebee and a bunch of other Transformers in their vehicle modes. So here we go again with the movies.
And then we also have the My Little Pony DJ3 at the $50 price tag because they decided to deck her out with Swarovski crystals and a light-up box.
Dear Hasbro, we already moved on from the Crystal Empire. That's like so last two seasons. We're already on Equestria Hill, so come on, I want my human derpy.
Actually, the next series is called Crystal Princess Celebration.
We're gonna still be stuck in crystals and
crystal.
Princess Twilight. Oh no. Okay, I'd rather have Equestria Girls.
Well, we missed one Hasbro figure that even trumps the price tag on the crossover.
Don't tell me. This figure is truly outrageous.
Glitter and gold. All the way. I'm talking about Gem and the Holograms. Gem, Glitter, and Gold, which was from season 2 of Gem and the Holograms. They're re-releasing her because they did have an 80s version of Glitter and Gold at a price tag of $140, courtesy
wow.
of Toner. I believe it's Toner Dolls that does it for Hasbro.
It's not Toner. I think it's Integrity. I think they're called Integrity.
I know
something
very,
Integrity.
I know those two are very close with their articulation and high price dolls.
But I'm like, I get why they have a high price point because of limited release, but $140 is wow.
And she sells out. Like,
yeah.
Right? I mean, last year you could only get one of each, one Gem doll, and she would sell out every day. And currently, last year's Gem doll, which was the Hollywood Gem, is on eBay between $300 and $400.
And I'm just stunned why they don't bring her back in wide release. Obviously, there's a market for it.
They are in the process of bringing her back. Rumors have it we might be seeing a more affordable line in fourth quarter. But right now, those are rumors. And there's supposedly a show in the works also, bring her back.
See, I have fond memories of Jim. You know, I watched the cartoon. I didn't own any dolls or anything, but I got fond memories of the cartoon. And I would like, you know, that character to come back.
Yeah, me too.
And those crazy misfits and all.
those criminally insane that they should have been thrown in jail a long time ago and maybe given them death penalty. Yeah.
2000X He-Man.
Who has been retired.
Not.
Well, technically
we know that.
Sorry, but we want him. There's some people who want him back, and if this classic He-Man the one that's evergreen in Maddie Sells' house. Maybe they could find a way to throw us a bone and make some modular He-Man 2.0 something out of sub. Maybe for a gun or something or other that can hold the sword aloft and you can make both He-Man. That would be a nice tip. Wink, wink. So, let's get on with the show.
Well, last week we talked about the beginnings. So let's go on to episode 4, The Courage of Atom, where he's first dealing with, do we really need He-Man? Do I really need a secret identity? No, I can fight.
No, he can't fight.
We know he can't fight. But at 16, at least he's showing more courage than he did in the Filmation.
But to be fair, in Filmation, he already had years of experience as He-Man, so he was just playing the Atom card, like, oh, I'm Atom. I'm useless in combat. Look, I got a sword. Oh, I fell down. I'm useless. At least here we get, like, Atom, come on, I want to fight. I can kick butt. I'm no chicken. Atom, you're useless. Go away. Okay, I have the power of steroids. I can kick butt.
It's the first time we really see him trying to handle that issue, where he's questioning himself. I mean, okay, they didn't go in as deep as Filmation did in Prince Adam No More, but figuring a 16-year-old kid, he's got this great responsibility now. The girl that he likes, which, of course, in the show they're not saying that he likes, but come on, we know he likes her, is calling him a coward, which puts him down. He wants to stand up.
Well, that's one part that I love. I love his reactions when they talk about him being a coward and all that. You know, he's silent. He's angry. He wants to say something, but he can't. And they clearly portray that really well. You just see him, you know. She's, come on, you're a coward. And he just kicks the ball out of the way, and he just, without saying a word, he's like, I'm done. Yeah. And I get that. That's teenage angst right there. He wants to do it, but he can't.
It's magnified because of his huge responsibility as being the guardian of the planet and having to swallow his pride and say nothing and keep playing the coward on a thing that's really awful. On Filmation, well, Adam was already an adult, so he already...
Everyone
he kind of rolls within and understands the whole burden. But this Adam is a kid, so basically he wants the glory, the fame, the pride that... He wants to see the pride on his parents, like, oh, look at Adam, he's great, but no. All he has is Adam the coward, so of course that bumps it.
I also liked when Stratos went saying, there's trouble in my homeland. Randor said, well, take one of the masters. Adam was right there. Hey, Dad, I want to do it. He wanted to make his father proud, even though Mom still sees him as a child, the baby. I mean, that's natural for a mother wanting to protect her offspring. And Randor was really happy that his son wanted to be more proactive. I thought that was a great theme.
And, you know, point out one thing. In Filmation, they've never really made fun of Adam being a coward. They've alluded to it in a couple of episodes, but, you know, everybody's kind of okay with Adam. So here, they show a little more dynamic. He has moves. You know, they've proven, you know, he's athletic. He has fought a little bit. Remember, in the coming episodes and all that. He's fought in the beginning, too. First episode, he fought. But he's not good enough. And here, it's kind of difficult, because when you brought up the issue with his father, they kind of dance around. I thought they would have gotten a little more into it. The shadow of his father. You know, Randor is a big warrior. He saved the kingdom. He's the Grand King.
And he wrote the great piece.
Yeah, and Adam has that issue. How do I follow this guy?
Yeah. I mean, maybe if the series continued, they would have explored that.
Or they could have Adam stepping up a little bit, trying to be a bit more warrior-like, and then, like, okay, this is too tough for Adam. We need He-Man, so changing. That would have been cool, but that's out. We're on the what-if round right now, dealing with what we have yes, I kind of wish they had a bit more depth to that, just to show, like Renee said, the whole shadow of his father and all that, and that's something I hope it can be explored in future media. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
I think we need a sledgehammer to get it through to certain people.
Or we need to kill pretty much everyone around them so they can understand. And their imaginary friends too. But I also have to point out that on this episode, Skeletor came really close to figuring out the secret, which was protected thanks to the whole Adam being a kid, not being big as buff as He-Man, because if Filmation Skeletor would have gotten this close, now that would have been an epic facepalm moment.
Well, what did you think about Skeletor's creature, the one?
The mutant from the slime pit, jumbo size?
No, more the skeleton man, jumbo size.
Where is that figure, Maddie?
I don't know, but I know
I'm holding a prototype of it.
I would like to have seen him. I mean, you got him when you got the slime pit, remember? In 2008.
In 2008.
I always wish they got a little more creative with their monsters, because, man, that design came out so many times.
No. Okay, here's what we need. We need a slime monster 3-pack. The cusp of a giant, the cusp of a normal figure, and two mini slime buddies, unarticulated like the Hordak Gargoyle or the Doomseeker, so we can have all iterations of that creature. Okay, that would be a really freaking expensive army builder. No, Mattel, don't pay attention to that, because that would... I just noticed that would be like...
Figure out a way for us to give them $300 at one time?
That would be roughly
They already did that. It's called Grayskull.
Well, one question I was going to bring up was that, you know, we're still... I don't want to say we're old, but there's still a Skeletor army builder set.
Ford army building set.
Which Skeletor army builder? Because there's the Filmation people who want the Hover robot. There's the Golden Book fans that want the Skelcons, I think they're called. There's the MVC fans who want the Skeleton Warriors. There's the 2000X fans from the cartoon that want the Slime Pit Mutant Skeleton Monster thing. There's the Shock Troopers from the 87 movie. There's the Mutant Army from New Adventures.
Well, I was going to say, wouldn't this be a good compromising pack? Like, if you do one with the Robot Knights, and you do one with these skeleton monsters?
As long as they're real skeletons and not the Scareglow treatment, which would be the human buck, the normal Motu buck painted in skeleton colors. But seriously, if we're going to get Skeleton Warriors, I hope they kind of look like skeletons and not like the Cobra Kai students on Halloween.
Well, I was looking at them and I was like, you know, they could really do these guys using standard bucks, but like with protruding, jagged rocks out of them, you know, and with the art, you know, with the pack and give them the spear or an axe and a shield and then make a robot knight and you'd have a great army builder set for Skeletor.
Well, you'd need like two robot knights and one normal buck, but I mean, the robot knights are, well, depending on which episode, they're either tiny or they're huge, so.
Either which way, it'd be an awesome 2-pack or 3-pack.
And then they can reuse the robot knight's head for the Horde Troopers, because it's almost identical.
I think it's the same head, but it's the body that makes it look different.
It might be, but, man, you know, the Horde Troopers, we're all just waiting for them, so.
I'm actually wondering, now that we're on Horde Troopers, will they do, like, two vintage toy Horde Troopers, or will they be modular enough, like, you switch their belts and you can have a more 2000X Horde Trooper from the whole King Grayskull flashback, or are we getting two straight-up identical vintage Troopers?
I think we're going to get the ones from the iPad game.
Which are pretty much
vintage. They'll give us one iPad and one vintage. Because even though the iPad game, they're very close to the vintage, they're just different colors.
So I think there'll be like one with the vintage colors, and then there'll be the... In the iPad game, they have like darker ones.
Yeah, there's like weapons. One black, there's a red version. Who knows? They might decide to do it as a 3-pack. Oh, wait, they said no more three packs.
It could be 3 Horde Troopers. And I could still hear the complaints, but the Horde Troopers are too expensive. Being a 3-pack, yeah, and I would be whining on the Horde Troopers are too expensive. Although I'd
well,
be
you
grudging buy it.
6 or 7 packs of them.
Well, I would begrudgingly be buying them. I would complain at the same time, like, it's too freaking expensive. Give them a Horde Trooper only month. Oh, yeah. When we get the Horde Troopers, please, wait on a month that there's nothing else so we can, like, get our 2, 3, 10 Horde Trooper packs. Because, you know, the Horde needs to be a freaking army.
I would just like it, like, if they did it, like, with the Snake Men, with, like, different armor pieces. Or, again, the Eternian Guards. Different armor pieces that you can take out, put in, battle damage. That would justify buying 2 or 3 sets. So then I could just change them up around.
Yeah, I'd like to have, like, theoretically 3 sets. Okay, so that would be 6 Horde Troopers. Like, have 4 of them pristine, looking all nice surrounding Horde Act or Horde Prime, depending on how I'm going to display them. And the other 2 getting beat up by the Heroic Warriors or the Evil Warriors. Or if, by the way, although I haven't gotten my Foemen in hand, if you look at the combination of Space Ace Diaper and Dugator's armor, you almost have a Horde Trooper there.
I know.
So yeah. The arms, I suppose, like King Hiss or maybe Flip Shots painted in Horde Trooper colors, and we're almost there. Seriously, Maddie, I can't wait for the Horde Troopers. Me and a bunch of people else.
I think everybody's waiting for them.
And yeah. if we're lucky, toss in an extra Carnivus Cape or Keldor Cape, I'm not sure right now. An extra head, and we can almost make our own General Sunder.
But all I know is Maddie better make enough Horde Troopers, because they're going to sell out fast. And I have a feeling that if they don't make it an evergreen item, and they have it available for the early access, it might not see the light of day on regular Maddie Day.
Oh, I'm getting mad about early access too. So,
but if it's a sub item, it can't be early access
unless they make them a non sub item, which they could. Dun dun dun. No, but now that we're going into Horde Troopers early access, throw us a bone out there and give us a purple Cringer as a nod to Courage of Adam when Cringer this game disguised as Panther. And if you want to be a bit extra cooler, Mattel, throw in the Techno Sword, the Adam version, with Cringer. Bada bing, bada boom, you make us waste $10 on the next Cringer faction.
Oh, that'd be an awesome convention exclusive or something, because that would sell.
There we go.
And that wouldn't require any tooling, because they have the Cringer buck already made. It's
that would
just
sell.
A new paint deco.
And they toss in the Techno Sword in Adam colors, which would be pretty much the same old Techno Sword, maybe instead of the green or gunmetal metal piece, maybe painted like fuchsia just to match Adam. Boom.
Hey, Maddie, we just gave you an idea for your PowerCon exclusive.
Send us all a set just to say thank you.
And Scott, we know you're listening. Please,
and
we want this.
And the bio for free. Prince Adam was captured by Skeletor, so Man-at-Arms sent Cringer with the Techno Sword because the Power Sword was missing and Adam needed to get out. So he used the Techno Sword to harmonize with the power of Grayskull. And now Cringer, as much as a freaky cat he is, he showed that he has enough courage to save Adam. Boom.
All we forgot was that with Orko's help, he's disguised as Panther.
There we go. With Orko's help, he was disguised as Panther.
And he would be a very popular exclusive. He would sell out like crazy. And again, you're right. He's already set. The only thing you need is just to design the Adam's Techno Sword. And maybe he designed a removable strap that you can put on Cringer's side. So he could sheath the sword. And voila.
Otherwise, it's all done.
Yeah.
And if Mattel plays it smart, they can make the holster that it can fit on Cringer and Adam. And it gives Adam a holster. Boom.
Oh, wait, we forgot one thing. That style's been retired. So they probably
It would be the classic Cringer, so.
Yeah.
There would. Just repaint it in purple, in Panther purple. And you know what would be extra mean?
Flock it.
Now, here's something, too, to point out. Yes, the style is retired, but not the stories.
No.
We know that.
Or certain elements.
Yeah. In the next episode, the Sky War, it is mentioned in the bios about the Adrenids and all that. So that's canon.
Ambrosia.
Yeah, the Ambrosia, too. That's all canon.
Which brings us right into that next episode. You want to refresh our memory?
If we're getting 2000X stuff, but not necessarily figures, I would like to have Ambrosia bits. Even if we don't get the Ambrosia Skeletor, Ambrosia Triclops, Ambrosia Evil-Lyn, or Ambrosia Webster from a much later episode, I'd like to see at least...
Ambrosia bits would be a cool artifact to have.
Exactly.
And then you can even put that with your buzz off.
And if they can toss in the scrap 2000X head, I know no 2000X elements, but we can say that that head is buzz off when he's powered up by Ambrosia. There you go, a justification for the 2000X head.
From Skywar, that Ambrosia's a great idea if they throw in a hawk. That design was awesome. And you can easily make it. You got the female buck. Just do a little modifications. Put on, you know, make a mold armor. Do a different head.
Armor, new head, and new forearms just to have the clip-on wings and...
Right.
There you have it.
I mean, she's pretty much done. And that would be another cool addition.
Stratos has a spotlight in this episode. But I was going to say, this is the one time where Mattel dropped the ball. The Stratos figure for the 2000X line sucked. Okay, he was a hunched over monkey with no articulation, and his arms just flapped. Like he made a chicken, you know, chicken dance or something like that. Call him chicken dance, I mean, Stratos. But...
Great, now I have the song stuck on my head.
I can now see someone trying to do stop motion animation with Stratos doing the chicken dance.
I don't have that amount of patience because my Stratos has floppy knees. Curse you, Beastman Buck.
You mean you don't have a half dozen Stratos laying around?
That was back in my 2000X days, and they all pretty much died. The only thing that remains is bits and pieces from the Sky Strike Stratos, which I gave them the leg thrusters to the classic Stratos, just to give him a bit more Yeah, but 2000X on 2000X Stratos, even Skywar wasn't that much of a Stratos episode. It was more of a bit of a buzz of being a jerk episode, which seems to be a common theme in 2000X, buzz of being a jerk. But while Stratos may not have had any weapons, he had his sexy Sean Connery voice.
I love the Sean Connery voice.
See, I can't see Stratos with that kind of voice. That bothered me.
See, I'm the opposite. Now, whenever I think of Stratos, he has Sean Connery's voice. It just, you know, I mean, to me, I just like his voice. I just hear it like, help me, Highlander. You will
I am Juan Sanchez Villalobos Ramirez Stratos of Fabian. I know, but I actually like the deviousness of Skeletor in that episode, having the good guys battle each other, especially because Bossoff is a jerk who thinks he's so awesome, and then he gets his butt kicked. Then we see the same theme again going again. It's almost like Bossoff is a diet version of DC Tila.
But on one hand, Bossoff is a redeemable character. He learns.
Yeah, it took him like, what, two episodes to learn?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a long time in cartoon time.
So Bossoff is a jerk, Stratos is Sean Connery, we need a Hawk figure, and Ambrosia.
Well, I was going to say too, you know, I don't think we're going to see it, but I would have loved a Avian and Andrina Tupac.
Whoa. A Skyward Tupac.
Yeah.
An avian versus an Andrinid, and that would have been a perfect way to sneak in that infamous head for boss off, and you give the Andrinid a little bit of Ambrosia, so you say generic Andrinid guard with Ambrosia. Normal Andrinid guy could look somewhat like the normal boss off, but different features, something or other. Stratos, you get two generic avian heads, like one with the Wolverine mutton chops, not the full beard, maybe one like with a different beard or maybe different helmet colors, like instead of red, the blue helmet with the red visor or something or other.
Ooh, a thick policeman's mustache.
The whole handlebar mustache all the way. Boom, there we go.
And it would have worked. I mean, I would have loved to see that, because that would have shored up the army builders instead of just Eternian guards. Hey, we got avian warriors, we got Andrinid warriors.
One way to not have an army of toy gurus. Nothing against God, but it kind of freaked me out when I had multiple palace guards having multiple toy gurus looking at me. It's like, yeah, I'm your fan, but stop looking at me. It's a bit creepy. But then again, I see a little Errol Flynn in both, so that creeps me out.
So what did bother you about the Sky War episode?
Ambrosia Skeletor hitting He-Man when he blasted him to the wall that made that cartoony hole. I know it was a nice...
The background?
Something that blasted him to the wall, and then the wall made a cartoony shape out of He-Man's body. I know it was a cute side gag, but it kind of clashes with the whole 2000X rank to be a bit more realistic, more tough, more cool, more edgy. I found it cute, but cute is not 2000X.
But I think they were trying to show how much strength Skeletor had, where, yes, when he hit him two times, you get two different imprints of He-Man, but when he did the same thing with Teela, it was so faint. She should have... Her body imprint should have been much deeper.
I think Teela should have been mounted in ketchup.
Well, yeah, you're going that way. Yeah, she should have been a bloody mess and died.
No one dies in cartoons.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to give a little to the cartoon physics here. You know, I mean, it was still a kid's show. And yeah, they tried it a little edgy, but you're not going to have, you know, blood. Yeah, technically you get Teela, you ram her against that. I mean, you broke some bones and you damaged some internal organs. Yes, we know, you know, physics. But, you know, you got to give a little, you know.
No, I'm giving a little. I just was trying to make a setup for DC Teela.
You want her squished?
Yes. And remember, DC is going to try to play this more mature, so I wouldn't be surprised if we get more mature stuff. And for the love of God, please, please, please. I don't mind the violence. I don't mind the nudity. I just hate it when it's blatantly obvious that it's made like, ooh, we're edgy. Ooh, we're shocky. No. If you do it more carefully and more respectfully to the source material, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like you guys saying, are you guys okay with nudity? Oh, only if it's tastefully done. It's a comic book.
But also, be fair. Don't just make the women strip.
Do it in a way that makes sense for the story. It's not like, okay, if we get a glimpse of Teela changing her clothes or whatever, or maybe Adam, or maybe Man-at-Arms, whoever, and we see some butt shots, some patty shots, whatever, done. But Teela walking down the hallway stripping, like it's just, like she's just in her room, it kind of doesn't fly that well with me, because I know it's being done for gratuitous shots. I'm not saying it has to be tasteful, because I've seen some Rule 34 on He-Man that it obviously has blatant nudity and blatant adult content, but...
Dude, Evil Lynn had sex.
I wouldn't have minded seeing the stripping in that, because it fit into that story.
Exactly. That's the whole point I'm trying to reach. If it fits the story, sure, but it's like, we're running out of Teela pin-up shots. Okay, Teela, get naked. But... I'm in the middle of the public plaza. Just do it. Okay, so did we miss anything on Skyward Courage of... Oh, yeah, Courage of Adam. Cameo by Faker. There we go.
We almost forgot about his cameo.
And he was a better-looking Faker than Filmation Faker. Yes, I understand why Filmation did it their way, but... We need a shout-out to Toy Faker, which, again, it's a super surprise at how gullible we were in the 80s.
Not only that, but he came back.
He came back, and he came back in the Classics era, guys. And you know what's the funny part? Is that we still demand for Faker Barons. We're demanding for Leo Faker, we got Battle Armor Faker, and we want... I know there's some people like myself, mostly myself, I want a Dragon Punch Faker, a mashup of Dragon Blaster and Thunder Punch for Faker, and then I want that.
Well, come on, guys. Isn't there, like, some charm to Faker?
I have to say, while it's the stupidest thing ever, I still don't get how a blue He-Man can trick people into thinking that he's really He-Man.
Because He-Man told us everyone is colorblind.
He has a little bit of charm on him. I still tinker with my Faker. And here's a tip, Mattel, that I know you've heard ad nauseum. Next time you make a Faker, second battle damaged head. Something like the Terminator. Now yeah. That would make Faker pop. And if you play it smart, you could do like the trap jaw elbow, but with the normal elbow, so you can pop the right arm or the left arm, and you have him even more battle damage. Boom.
Yeah, pop off the arm, put on an arm that's mangled and wires are hanging all over him.
And the battle damage head, boom, extra Faker, Baron, battle damage Faker.
What do you guys think about the separate sub idea that's been going around?
The DC sub?
Yeah, they want to do like classic, He-Man, DC. They asked, it was in the poll.
Yeah, whether you wanted the two-pack. If you wanted them as a single or two-pack.
And I'm thinking, like, they might be looking into a sub.
Okay. Here's the thing with me. That poll has not enough detail for me to gauge an accurate opinion, but here's the thing. No two-packs. Why no two-packs? Because I fear that they'll just rehash the new 52 DC figures, and the only new figures would be the Masters figures, and I don't want to pay $60 for a DC figure that I don't want.
And that was my vote as well. But I said I'd go in on the single figures.
Yeah, single figures I might do. And
I might do single as well, but
I might become a series figure.
As long as no resources are taken from Masters of the Universe Classics for this new line, I might be okay. I wouldn't say like I'm gonna get them all, because I'd honestly just get He-Man, Teela, the Zodak I mentioned, and maybe Man-at-Arms just to make a new character. And the Zodak I already mentioned, he would probably end up as a different Cosmic Enforcer other than my classic Zodak, if they're in scale with the classics and the proportions are similar to classics.
I gotta tell you, I like the Evil Lyn design. Yeah, you've seen the purple skin.
I only saw the purple skin. I only remember the one that looked like Maleficent from the Sir Lancelot issue. I know I have issues 5 and 6, and she shows up, but I haven't paid much attention to them. But there's a few. There's a few I would like. There's a few I would not. And you know what? If this is made as a separate sub, or as a separate line that has nothing to do with classics, but the bodies are in scale with classics, that would be a nice way to refresh the main characters now that we're on classics on the final years with the obscure characters, the main pop, main new adventures. It could be a way to refresh like He-Man, Skeletor, Teela, Man-at-Arms, Beastman. But at the same time, I'm not that interested since my priority right now is complete the core teams on classics. Maybe afterwards I would be a bit more interested, but in any case, Mattel needs to wow us so we can get aboard with it, because right now checking the forums, Facebook pages, their response has been overwhelmingly negative.
But like I said, I think we have to wait to see what the storyline develops into. That would explain the costume change with He-Man. I mean, I loved how DC did the original He-Man that came out last year with the chainmail and all like that.
Same and here.
I mean, that variant, I wouldn't mind.
But you know what? Well, you know what would push that whole DC sub? If we could see a figure.
Yeah.
That's all we need to be wild.
Or even concept artwork. Give us an idea of what you're thinking about. Or are we going to see Iron Man He-Man?
No!
I mean, that's where I wonder. What version of He-Man is Mattel going to do with DC?
I picked the chainmail one because to show off at San Diego Comic-Con, the Four Horsemen could easily roll out a prototype out of him.
Oh, that one. Oh. In a heartbeat. I mean, that's like
new harness, new belt, that's it.
New crotch piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they show it off. They show it off. They have him on display. And once again, they did it to get the buzz going. That's what they did with the He-Man, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, they showed their...
And when they came with the NECA Staction Sword, and was pretty much classic He-Man, but with the Staction Sword. Yeah, I remember that He-Man.
Yeah, and it generated the buzz, and it got things going. So maybe, you know, if I was them, I would have done a He-Man, maybe a Skeletor, too. You know, because the Skeletor design was pretty bad.
Yeah. And who knows? They might be done, and they might be showing it to us at San Diego. I mean, it's only about a month away.
Yeah, and they just have it there, and just to say, oh, we're just gauging interest, or even to say, hey, we're going to do a DC Comics sub of only six figures.
I mean, look at the Mini Masters. How many years ago did they show them to gauge the audience? And we've been bugging them ever since.
Well, here's the thing with the DC, with the Motu fans, is that they're negative right until they see it.
Yeah.
You know, no, I mean, oh, man, if it was up to these guys, the line would never take off. But, you know, once you have them, I mean, that's the thing I have to tell to Toy Guru. Just do it. The fans will buy them.
We already hand over our paychecks to you.
Yeah, don't listen to them. They don't know what they want. They're children. Just get them out.
No.
We'll buy them.
To be fair, there's some fan. The problem is that our fan base is pretty divided. There's some who embrace change. There's some who are strong against change. And then there's another part that have been fooled a couple times and end up with various incomplete lines, cough, cough, 2000X, cough, cough. And that makes them a bit too wary about Mattel, and they need to see something to go and bite the bullet. Right now, I'm on the third group. Like, I really need to see something just to make sure I'm gonna be making the right choice. Because right now, I don't even know if I really want or need the extra line. I can see the positives, but I can see the negatives. So right now, I need Mattel to wow me, to say, holy crap, I need this, or, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping for the best for the line. And in a way, it's cool that they're trying to do this, because that means that there's some life left on the brand. But I hope this doesn't backfire come to 2014 subs. Like, why do you want us to sub? Because you say the line's in danger, but you're offering a new line. That's what I'm a bit worried about. They should have waited for around San Diego. Like, oh yeah, guys, since we're seeing so much support for the line, we may be considering this. What do you say?
Well, it could be also that they want to gauge if there is any interest before they ask the Four Horsemen to sculpt it. Because I'm sure they have to pay for the sculpting time. Oh, pick of the week.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. So let's start with Sleeping Yoni.
And he better not take mine.
Well, there's not much to pick. There's so many mine and so few others.
I know. You went pony crazy yesterday.
Well, I've been pony crazy all week. let's take one of these. This one is from Crespo. It's Toy Guru killing Castle Grayskull.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to be put in the spot. And it's going to be like, Crespo!
I've got to get him to say that on camera for you. Well, mine has to be the announcement that Serial Geek has returned with 8 issues.
Plus issue 2 is also on pre-order. If someone is missing, like me.
I have 1 through the first 7 or 8. And I just sent James for the next 8.
I had a little bit shortage of money, so I only pre-ordered.
Me too, but I didn't care. I figured, who needs to eat? Ramen noodles is a great way to lose weight. $4, you get 12 containers.
Tired of ramen noodles.
But I was so glad to see it back. And the artwork on the covers is fabulous, James. Especially the nod to the B-sheet of Castle Grayskull.
The one I liked was the one by Victor LMP, who posted a picture of Too Bad holding the Mass of Power and asked what happens if you wear them. which was, like, really good question. You know, that should be a question. That should be a topic to discuss later in the podcast. Can Too Bad actually wear the Mass of Power?
I don't know. Can he?
Or...
Okay, so I'm torn between the final chapter of R.J. Polito's Mark of the Serpent fanfic, which is a G.I. Joe Masters of the Universe crossover, or this random post from Yoni that made me laugh really loud. Every time I raise up from my sofa, I feel like laughing like a maniacal, evil laugh, and many times I actually do this. Yoni, you're not alone. So, it's one of those two.
Well, there was one point I wanted to point out that Kelly posted up. You know, she's been posting up the cosplayers, and this is convention seasons and all that. And, you know, we enjoy watching cosplayer girls wear nice costumes. And we're becoming big fans of it. But, yes, remember, treat those girls with respect. Otherwise, they're not going to be dressing up anymore.
And there is that movement going on with all the cosplay girls that just because we're dressed up doesn't give you the right to make sexual innuendos to us.
And by the way, it also happens to guys. It's left less often as than compared to girls, but it does happen. So yes, cosplay is not consent. Be respectful, because that way you can get pictures and all that. But please don't be that creepy pervert that makes us congoers look bad. Please.
Yeah, it takes a lot of courage, and a lot of people spend a lot of time on these costumes.
Not everybody has to be Princess Leia. Okay, we all like Slave Leia, but no, there's other costumes, and there's a lot of nice POP ladies to wear costumes at.
Hey, I was surprised I found so many at Philly, because we did have a Mermista, and the next day they had an Evil Lyn, and Ford Prime was walking around, and quite a few people did recognize Sweepy. And she's one of the lesser-known characters.
So also, people, if you see a Sir Lancelot, take a picture with him, because that would be the first and only Sir Lancelot cosplay ever. Because I know there's already some Spectre cosplay, but you know who would be virtually impossible to make in cosplay? Roboto.
I was going to say the Spirit of Grayskull.
That's easy. That's just take Hecking Grayskull costume, dump it in blue, and say, it's solid spirit matter. Yeah, magic.
Okay, where's the local Ghostbuster to get rid of this spirit?
Well, the only spirit we need to get rid of is Spirit of Hordak.
No, everyone's trying to get him, though. Join us again for another... I hate when I get into this.
Join us again for another episode of Council of the First Ones. Well, where we will be discussing some Modu stuff, some non-Modu stuff, some Pop stuff, and hopefully we'll get to discuss some bios. Because it's been a while since we discussed some bios, by the way. But we're going to be doing 2000X in this month, because it's 2000X Sari, technically it's 2000X soon, but whatever. It's a 2000X month, so we're going to be dealing with 2000X, the best, the worst,
And don't forget to check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/TGR Club and let us know about your favorite and worst episodes of MYP and characters. And with that, I think it's time for us to say good journey.
All right. I'm Renee. I'd like to wish you all a good journey.
I'm Yoni. Good journey.
And here I was sitting, waiting for me to say the good journey, but I couldn't say good journey because it was supposed to be Kelly's turn. But in the end, it ended up being my turn. Now I'm supposed to be saying good journey. I took a deep breath and said, good journey.
And I'm Kelly. Good journey.
Oh, man,
seriously,
we
I don't get the whole Batman narrating to himself thing. I really don't get it.
I thought you were playing Arthur.
I thought you were Rorschach from the Watch.
He also does the narrating to himself, but I couldn't do the whole... And all the whores and politicians looked at him and yelled, save us. I looked down at them and said, no.
See, if you read it like that in the movie would have sucked.
Well... Imagine if Rorschach's voice was something like Fran Drescher.
Oh, God, no!
Rorschach's diary!